Welcome to our 12th of June SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassilly here, and I hope you're keeping well. Currently, we are having our whole school exposition of the Blessed Sacrament in the chapel, which started this morning at 8:35 a.m. with staff prayer and will conclude at 2:30 p.m. with benediction. We are keeping you and your intentions in all of our prayers. We were delighted to be ranked by the Telegraph newspaper as one of the highest performing schools in England. Each of the 3,500 secondary schools in England was ranked out of 40 according to GCSE performance, attendance rates, and class size. We were very proud to be ranked 38 out of 40. Just pipped by King Edward's School for Boys with 39 out of 40. It's a really great accolade, and we give thanks for our great girls, for all their hard work, for the staff, for the tremendous support of parents, as well as the wise and inspirational leadership of the governing body and the prayer power of the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle. Thanks be to God to have received this excellent ranking in the Telegraph newspaper award. And so on to pupil success. 5 year 10 applied for and have been accepted onto the Year 10 Physics Taster Day in London at King's College London Maths School. This is a partnership event between the University of Oxford and King's College London, designed to encourage students to consider studying physics or maths at A level and to learn more about related university pathways. The applications process was so rigorous and based on a written application and the completion of extremely challenging online problem-solving activities. So huge congratulations to Alexander in 10S, to Steffi in 10A, to Caitlin in 10L, to Ileana in 10T, and to Isabella in 10S. Thanks also to Miss Houghton for her tremendously inspiring support of the girls. And we look forward to hearing about their experience at King's College London later on in the year. Congratulations to Sophie in 8U on winning the weekend quiz on the visit of Pope Leo to Spain and his most recent encyclical on AI. If you have not read Pope Leo's encyclical entitled Magnifica Humanitas on safeguarding the human person in time of artificial intelligence, I would urge you to do so. It's a great read, for in it Pope Leo appeals for the safeguarding of humanity through the positive use of AI. The document stresses that AI cannot replicate the human heart and says in paragraph 15, in the era of artificial intelligence, when human dignity is threatened by new forms of dehumanization, ours is the pressing duty to remain profoundly human. We must lovingly safeguard the grandeur of humanity, bestowed upon us and revealed in its fullness in Christ, the splendour of which no machine can ever replace. You can find a copy of this encyclical on the Vatican website. Well done to our newly appointed sports leaders, to Matilda in 8U, to Lena in 8A, to Julia in 9A, to Parlia in 9U, to Alicia in 9T, to Adina in 9A, to Millie in 9A, to Betty in 9U, to Abele in 9U, and to Chinieri in 10U. This programme is designed to build students' confidence, communication, organisation and teamwork skills through a variety of leadership experiences within sport and physical education. To become an official St Paul's PE leader, pupils must volunteer at an extracurricular club for a half term, help with the organisation and delivery of interform competitions and sports day, lead warm-ups and cool-downs, and officiate sporting activities during their PE lessons. In addition to in-school activities, girls will be involved in hosting events for the wonderful Catholic Partnership, and specifically helping the Catholic Primary Partnership in events such as the annual cross-country, football and netball tournaments. Well done to our first trailblazers, and we look forward to more successful appointments in the months ahead. And so on to school events. Year 8 had a fantastic visit to the Lexus Open Tennis Championships. They met with Camille Mazurkuk, the number 2 seed, and greatly enjoyed having a Q&A and learning from his tennis insights and experiences. They also enjoyed having a tennis lesson. It was a great experience, and thanks to Miss Hickey and to Miss Brown for organising it. Hopefully, we will inspire further SPG tennis stars to add to our current champions. The cadets, chaplaincy champions, and our girls from the Oratory Parish were superb at the Corpus Christi procession on Sunday. It was such a beautiful experience and a wonderful faith witness for the local community. Thank you to all the pupils and staff for attending, and also to our Chair of Governors. And thank you to parents for allowing our girls to attend. On Tuesday, our social scientists had an excellent visit to the West Midlands Police Museum. It was wonderful, and our A-level students of psychology and criminology gained an excellent historical overview of the developments in policing in the West Midlands, gained a greater awareness of the criminal justice system, as well as having the opportunity to engage in activities such as crime scene investigation. Thank you to Miss Chambers for organising this and for the support of Miss Tibbetts Forrest and Mrs Craddock. We were also delighted that some of our girls visited the Big Bang Fair on Tuesday. It was a fantastic experience for our girls, giving them the opportunity to meet real scientists, engineers and technicians and discover the many exciting careers available in STEM. Throughout the day, they took part in hands-on activities, from coding robots and testing designs to tackling engineering challenges, bringing science and technology to life in a fun and engaging way. Most importantly, the experience inspired our girls to think about their own futures in STEM, leaving them feeling motivated, confident and excited about the possibilities ahead. Thank you so much to Mr. Ubi for organising this superb experience and to Mr. Hamsey for his support. We had a French school come to visit our school on Tuesday. The French school is a private school in Brest in Brittany. It has an international section which offers a unique blend of the British and French curricula, and hence that was why their English was so good. The school called Santa Anne brought 24 pupils and they delivered presentations on their school in fluent English. Our Year 9 did presentations on Birmingham and the local area in English, and the Year 12s made some fabulous Kahoot activities in French. Thank you so much to Mrs. Cutler for organising this wonderful experience, and our girls will give an update next week in the podcast. Merci bien. Now that the Football World Cup has started, each form has been assigned a country and have a fixture wall chart for their notice board. They have been given a weekly slide which will include interesting World Cup information, such as the most red cards given out yesterday. Departments are going to be making cross-curricular links, particularly in geography, as we learn more about the 48 countries represented in the World Cup. As well as following England and Scotland, I am also going to be supporting Ivory Coast, as they have a very similar flag to Ireland, who unfortunately did not qualify. And so on to forthcoming events. Thursday, the 18th of June, Year 7 are going on their pilgrimage to Lourdes. Just a reminder to parents to bring their girls straight to Birmingham Airport no later than 12 noon. Please, no later than 12 noon. And to all parents, if you have any in prayer intentions that you would like brought to Lourdes, please send them in a sealed envelope to Mrs. Pellow, and she will ensure that they are delivered to the sanctuary and to Our Lady in Lourdes. Thursday, the 18th of June, is the Year 11 Mass of Thanksgiving in the New Hall at 9:15 a.m. Family members are very warmly invited. The Year 11 and 13 prom is on Friday, the 19th of June. And my goodness, they richly deserve this opportunity for all of their amazing hard work. Wednesday, the 24th of June, is the Sixth Form Connect Day, to prepare our fantastic Year 11 for the joys of their sixth form studies in September. Cadets will be attending the Diocesan Head Teacher Conference on Friday, the 26th of June. Thanks to parents for bringing their daughter to school for the early start. Monday the 29th of June is our second patronal feast, and as we call it around here, the Feast of St. Paul and Peter. Parents will receive a Microsoft Forms for pupils to choose their barbecue food for after Mass. This will need to be returned by Monday, the 22nd of June, for as you can imagine, the logistics of organising a whole school barbecue are pretty significant. At the end of that Mass, we always present the St. Paul Award to the Key Stage 3 pupil with the most positive logs. Currently, Matilda in 8U has 152 positive logs, and this is the number to beat. However, there are over 100 pupils who have over 100 logs, and so there is still time to beat Matilda. And then Wednesday, the 1st of July, is the Birmingham Year 6 Transition Day. So if your daughter is in Year 7, she will not be in school unless she is helping with the Year 6 Transition Day. A number of Year 7 have been asking about the cost of funfair rides at Breen when we go on the 13th of July. This is just to reassure parents that there are no further payments required, as all has been covered in the wristband. And so on the day, the girls and indeed the staff can go on as many rides as we want for no additional payment. And so on to Just One Thing, which this week is being led by Mrs. O'Brien, on how you can support your daughter to inspire and broaden her reading experiences.
Thank you, Dr. Casselet. In terms of reading, we have in school been thinking a lot about how we can all work together to support reading, especially in this National Year of Reading. Reading needs to be supported not just in school but at home too. In school, we last week launched an initiative called Every Subject Reads, and that's to encourage the girls to read cross-curricular. Because reading isn't just something that happens in English lessons. Reading is central to learning in every subject. So whether the students are interpreting a science explanation or they're analysing a historical source, they are reading in different ways throughout the day. So Every Subject Reads encourages the girls to explore an article that's shared in teams, linking her subjects to real life. So we've been encouraging the girls to read articles about fashion and computer science. And this week's article has been a link to media studies and explores how news changes the way we think and behave. So what's the one thing you can do at home to help? It really is very simple. Talk to your daughter about what she is reading. Ask her about the articles that we've been sharing in Every Subject Reads. And most importantly, it really doesn't matter what she is reading, whether she's reading a novel, a magazine, something online, maybe she's reading work that's been set by her teachers. All reading really helps to build confidence, understanding, and fluency. And you do not need to be an expert to do this, and you really don't need to test your daughter. Just really simple questions, asking her, what have you been reading today? Or what is that book about? These short conversations, maybe only a couple of minutes long, will help her to make sense of what she's read, and it will help to show to her that reading really matters and that her reading matters to you too. This summer is being described as an incredible sporting summer, and there's major sporting events over the summer that's creating a real interest around sport. And the National Literacy Charity have issued a collection of recommendations from sporting voices, broadcasters, content creators, and maybe this could be what inspires your daughter in this summer term to get involved in reading, or actually maybe it might inspire you as parents. Maybe you wouldn't class yourself as an avid reader, but perhaps if you dip into those resources relating to sport, you too could fall in love with reading and connect it to your interests. So this week, the Just One Thing really is simple. It's ask about reading, listen to what your daughter has to say about her reading, and just be genuinely curious. It's quick. It's easy, and it really can make a difference.
Thank you so much to Mrs. O'Brien for those really, really great ideas. And we just encourage you to take some time over the weekend and just ask your daughter what she is currently reading and share the joy of reading. And just to let you know, of course, I am reading currently about Aston Villa winning in Istanbul the Europa Cup. Thank you, Mrs. O'Brien. And so on to prayer. Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and this feast was established in the 17th century when St. Margaret Mary, a French nun, had a series of visions between 1673 and 1675, of Jesus holding his Sacred Heart and saying to her, "See this heart which loves so much and is loved so little in return." At that time, in the 1670s, many people perceived God to be harsh, punishing, and a severe judge. And this image of the Sacred Heart inspired an appreciation of God as ever loving and ever merciful. In 1856, Pope Pius IX made the Feast of the Sacred Heart an annual celebration of Christ's love and mercy, which we are acting upon in school throughout today, with each class having the opportunity for silent adoration and meditation in the chapel before the Blessed Sacrament. And so I ask you to join with us by taking time to pray for those we love, giving thanks for those we love, and asking God to bless them. Let's also pray for those we find hard to love and who may have hurt our hearts. May we be merciful as we ask God to forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And as I said in the meditations this morning, each time I look at a crucifix, I see three letters. The letter I, which is the top to the bottom of the vertical part of the cross. The letter L, which is the top of the cross to the right vertical part of the cross. And the letter Y, which is the shape of Jesus's outstretched body on the cross. The letters I, L, Y stand for Jesus saying, I love you. And on this, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, let's take the time over the weekend to say, I love you, to those whom we do love, and especially to our great girls. We entrust all those dear to us and all those we love to the Sacred Heart as we pray the words of Saint Margaret Mary, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place all my trust in you. Thank you for all of your endless support and your kindness and encouragement. We ask you to continue to keep the girls doing their public examinations in your prayers. The last exams are next week, so they are nearly there, and we pray that God will continue to inspire them. Thank you for all of your help, which makes such a wonderful difference to us all. We should be so proud of our girls who live out that I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.